WSECU isn't just one of Washington's best credit unions. We're the only credit union to be on the Forbes Best in State list 5 years running. Why? Because we put you first. Lower fees, early paydays, financial guidance, and service second to none. As a member-owned cooperative, we love Washington as much as you do. From the Olympic Mountains to the rolling Palouse. Join us and discover how much we care about your financial well-being. Because what we really do best is invest in you. Stop by, say hi. We're WSECU. Let's credit union.
Hey everyone, Logan Cruz here, your friendly neighborhood guide to navigating this crazy thing called life. Ever feel like you're constantly giving without getting much back? Like a walking punching bag for other people's requests and demands? You know that feeling when your schedule is packed tighter than a clown car and you're running on fumes? Well, grab your headphones, because today we're diving into something crucial, building healthy boundaries with others to protect your precious time. Let's face it, life is short, and time is our most valuable resource. We only get so many hours in a day, and we need to make sure those hours are spent on things that truly matter, things that nourish our souls, ignite our passions, and move us closer to the life we envision. But sometimes, other people's expectations, demands, and well-meaning requests can hijack our time and leave us feeling depleted and resentful. So, how do we say no without feeling guilty? How do we set limits that feel authentic and respectful while still protecting our own needs? Here are 5 key takeaways to help you build those healthy boundaries. First off, understand that saying no isn't selfish, it's self-preservation. Think of it like this. You wouldn't let someone borrow your favorite jacket without checking if they'd take care of it, right? Your time is just as precious. Setting boundaries allows you to prioritize what matters most and conserve your energy for the things that truly bring you joy and fulfillment. Second, clarity is key. Instead of vague responses like, "I'm kind of busy," be direct and specific about your availability and limitations. You could say something like, "I appreciate you asking, but I'm already committed to a project this week. Maybe we can reschedule for next month?" This sets clear expectations and avoids misunderstandings. Third, practice saying no in small ways. Start with low-stakes situations, declining an extra meeting, politely turning down a last-minute invitation, or saying no to requests that don't align with your goals. Each time you say no, it gets easier and more empowering. Remember, you have the right to choose how you spend your time. Fourth, communicate your boundaries assertively but respectfully. Be firm yet kind in expressing your needs. You can use phrases like, "I value our relationship, but I need some space to focus on my own priorities right now," or "I'm happy to help, but I have a limited capacity this week." Remember, setting boundaries is about protecting yourself while maintaining healthy relationships. Finally, be prepared for pushback. Not everyone will be receptive to your new boundaries. Some people might try to guilt trip you, argue with you, or make you feel bad for saying no. Stay firm and remind yourself that you deserve respect. You're not obligated to explain yourself or justify your decisions. Let me share a real-world example. Imagine this. Your friend constantly calls you at odd hours to vent about their problems, even if it means interrupting your work or personal time. It's draining and unfair, right? Setting a boundary might look like saying something like, "Hey, I really care about you and want to be there for you, but late-night calls aren't working for me. Maybe we could schedule a specific time to talk tomorrow afternoon?" This shows your friend that you care while still protecting your own well-being. Remember, building healthy boundaries is an ongoing process. It takes practice, self-awareness, and the courage to prioritize your needs. But trust me, it's worth it. When you set clear boundaries, you create space for more joy, fulfillment, and authentic connections in your life. So, go out there, define your limits, and reclaim your time. Remember, saying no doesn't diminish you, it empowers you. I want to hear from you. What are some boundaries you've set in your life that have made a positive difference? Share your experiences and tips in the comments below. Let's keep this conversation going. And if you found this episode helpful, don't forget to subscribe and hit that share button. Until next time, keep shining bright.
Created with AI magic to deliver your daily dose of positivity, tap that review button if this show brightens your day.